And we're back.
Yes, sir. We're second back. Try.
Let's go. Yeah, it happens sometimes, man. We record a podcast episode and then we get some technical difficulties and we kind of got to meet at another later date and re-record the topic, but it is what it is. We're here. Connor, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. I've been enjoying the nice weather in Germany, or at least where I'm in Germany. It's all right. So I've enjoyed the Easter weekend.
Very nice.
Yeah, family was there, everything, so very wholesome and relaxing.
Nice.
What about you?
Sounds great. I'm in Paris. There was also quite some days where it was really nice weather. Like, I was walking around in a sweater and everything. It was great. Now it's a little cloudy. Yesterday was raining all day, but, bro, I've been like, chilling the last week and a half.
Really?
Just straight up chilling. I haven't opened a single file for university the last week and a half. Like, I'm straight chilling. I've been sleeping in until like 10 a.m. every day.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's I'm not proud of it, but
10 a.m. is still not that bad. I had times when I was younger where I could easily sleep into like midday. Like,
yeah, but bro, 10 a.m. is like I still set an alarm and everything. Like, I could sleep until 11:30 or so.
Yeah.
And I'd be going to bed super late, so my routine is all messed up. But I'm learning to enjoy this time because I know it won't last forever. And when I'm back in Munich, it's go time again. So yeah, just gonna take this time to kind of revive, re-energize, and then hit it hard again.
That's sick. That sounds good though.
Yeah. But it's weird. Yeah. I have all this time. I don't know what to do. Like, yesterday I went on a bike ride with my dad. Like, I got nothing. I need some fresh air.
Yeah, but you go through those times. I don't know. I mean, my girlfriend visited me as well over this weekend. And we had family here, so that helped me keeping me busy and stuff. I think otherwise I would have also just been like, whoa, what the hell am I doing? I would have started, like, trying to find activities to fill my time more. But yeah, it family and everything, it keeps you busy. You see a lot
That's true. All right, well, that last time we recorded, we had a certain topic in mind, and I definitely want to cover this topic,
because
I think it's a worthwhile topic to discuss. I think a lot of people would take something from listening to this episode, and so just to provide some context, let's say set the base. About a week ago, I did my first attempt at running a marathon, 42 kilometers. That's like, I think, 26 miles for Americans. And
roundabout,
And I only managed to run 30 kilometers. So the last 12 kilometers, I couldn't. I had to stop. My knee was like killing me. I had like cramps and everything, but I was able to fight through the pain. But the thing that I had with my knee, there was no fighting through it. Like, there was no way. Very frustrating, bro. I remember sitting on the side of the street, like where everyone was like passing me on the marathon, and I was just thinking to myself, like, oh, this is not how I saw this going. I was like holding back tears just because I was so frustrated and disappointed with myself. Like, this wasn't at all the outcome that I had expected. But I mean, that day, just, you know, reflecting back on it, that day was just not for me. It happens. But yeah, like, coming home, I was thinking to myself, okay, how do I go about this? Like, I just took a fat L. My whole family came out to visit, and I was unable to run a marathon. I ran with a bunch of guys, and I was the only one that didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? There were like, what, 50,000-60,000 people running this marathon, and the amount of people that I saw, that, like, from the outside looked less fit than me but still managed to run farther than me. It was quite a bit of an ego hit, and I was like, bro, like, I mean, it was an injury, there's nothing you can do about it, but nonetheless, so I was like, how do I go about this loss? Because there was a younger version of myself that would have, you know, taken it really hard, not talk to anyone, get pissed off, you know what I'm saying? Like just like gone into a hole. But I've grown.
Yeah, I mean,
so I don't know, how do you go about a loss? Like, before we get into mine, I want to hear your side.
Well, going about a loss, I mean, it's tough. I think it helps in your scenario that, I mean, there's always, I think at the well, let's put it this way. I think there's always, you have to put it into context. If you lose context and if you lose like the what just happened and why something happened, you can very easily go into a downward spiral because you don't have any relationships. Sometimes I think you always have to make yourself like understand what happened and why what happened can happen in a sense, because sometimes you, at the end of the day, you tried your best. Always, you can't forget that. And at the same time, it's like it's a scenario where you can't change what happened. I mean, it was an injury. You prepared fully for the whole thing, and it's something you can't prepare for. There was, maybe you said on your Instagram, there was a slight, maybe something that related to it, like a little pain or ache you had on a run once.
Yeah.
But it was nothing at the time. If you didn't know what was going to happen at the marathon, you would think about it in that way, that this could create this issue on the day. Mm. I think it's just keeping context and understanding that I've worked hard. I know I'm able to do this, and this is just out of my hands. And maybe also just trying to look ahead, being like, okay, I know this happened. I know this is a shit situation, but I know I can come back from this and try again. Having the context of what happened, and at the same time, be forward looking to not like stay stuck in what happened.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe important. The two things I would, taking your scenario specifically, also I would try to use or maintain to not go in those that what you mentioned, that downward spiral of just being angry, upset all at once, where you can easily just start lashing out to everyone else as well, like without realizing, you just become really shitty to be around, in a sense. I mean, I've done that. I've at those times, and sometimes I think it's also part of it. Like I think if you're a competitor and if you want to achieve something, you have to also go through a certain stage of maybe being like maybe a bit shitty to be around, because you are upset, you are angry, it's normal emotions, you can't completely suppress them.
It shows that you cared about the sport or what just happened, you know. Yeah, it's not like it was indifferent to you.
I think it's just the ability to bounce back from that afterwards is the most important. But I mean, giving yourself time to go through it is normal. Yeah.
I'm not like also completely guilty free about like being kind of an ass to be around in the beginning. Like I remember sitting with my family, and like my family was like trying to like offer me things and trying to make me feel better, like food or whatever. And I was like straight up like, yo, can you guys stop offering me stuff to try and make me feel better? Like for real.
Yeah, but that is normal. I think it's nice. Like, one has loved ones around you, and it is important at some stage that that they are around you, because there comes a point where where I think most people will switch from this angry, I don't want to get any help, to, oh, let's find some comfort in the people I have around me and just spend some quality time, and that will help me like get me in a good mood again. But I mean, I'm sure they understood, because I think it is quite normal to, at the beginning, just like emotions are strong, and if you just suppress them, there's something that builds up, and maybe you have to let them out a bit. Make sure that you also, like, to yourself, like, I think it can very quickly happen for people who, I've had this before, where I got quite good at suppressing my emotions when something bad happened, but I did it so much that I created this feeling of numbness and not caring, although I did care. But because I suppressed my emotions so much, it almost, I wasn't sure anymore if I actually cared, because I wasn't showing the emotions anymore.
Wow.
So this also, in a sense, at the beginning, embracing of emotions is very normal and probably also a healthy thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. I think in all aspects of life, whatever situation you find yourself in, it's important to feel those emotions and give time to each emotion that you feel, because your emotions are valid, you know, in any situation, what you feel is valid. And on another note, like, this wasn't the first loss that I took, definitely not, but this was the first loss that I took with a spotlight of over 300,000 followers. Like, that was weird. You know, yeah. I had people, like, I had posted all about me running a marathon saying this weekend I'm going to check it off my bucket list. Mm. You know, and all these people were watching me talk about how I'm going to finish this marathon and then I don't.
Yeah, I mean.
That was like, okay. Now I've got, like, the spotlight on me and I've just failed. And this is, like, also on social media. Compared to my fellow content creators, this was the first time where one of us had publicly taken a loss.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, wow, this is going to be like the first time. How do I best go about this? Mm. And I've like what you said as well, like kind of moving forward. And when I was like, I'm still going to post a YouTube video about it. I think by the time this podcast episode comes out, it'll be out. But I mostly was focused about going back to the drawing board, kind of figuring out what went wrong, and then making sure that this wasn't the reputation that I let be of myself. You know, like the last thing that I want is to be known as the guy that attempted to run a marathon, failed it, and never tried again.
Because I ain't
no quitter.
Exactly. I think.
You know what I'm saying?
I think the followers and everything. I mean, I can obviously I don't have that following, but I can only imagine. I think. I think there is no pressure, but you put pressure on yourself.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
It's probably quite a natural thing to do at first. But yeah, exactly as you say, I think it's, I mean, I think looking at the content you produce and the way people that follow you, I think if you do what you say, like just turn around and still make it a positive thing and show the mentality, I think that's most important. I think no one will look at the quote unquote loss you took if you turn around and still run a marathon and everything's fine, because I don't think that's loss, because the lucky thing is that you're not an Olympic athlete and this was your last Olympics or whatever and you had to make it count and it didn't work out. You are luckily in the position where you've got another chance, you can go again and you can succeed at it. So yeah, I think the most important thing is exactly what you said, showing strength, showing the mentality that you have and turning this loss into something positive. And that's all people will think about and care about, and it will make a good storyline on the socials and in general. So I don't think people will necessarily care that much about that you couldn't run the marathon the first time. I think... It's funny, I think we mentioned it the first time we recorded this, but sometimes these comeback stories, in a sense, always make for a better story than getting it the first time.
Mm.
Not how you want to, that's not the idea of, like, you didn't go into a marathon and be like, yeah, I'm going to make this crazy comeback story. It's not, there's not that big of a team behind you that had this whole publicity stunt idea. No, but...
Make like a documentary out of it.
Exactly. All incoming, mate. You got a YouTube documentary or something like that.
Nah, bro, Amazon put that shit on Netflix, bro.
Yeah. No, but...
I mean, the thing for me was, I think one of the reasons as well why I was able to take this loss a little bit better than prior losses was the fact that I know that I had worked hard. I know that I had given my all. I know that I did everything right. I know that I left everything out there. Also, when I was running like the marathon, I was like telling myself like, yo, the last thing I want is to not give my best, not give everything I have, and then quit. And then afterwards feel like I could have done more and kept going. Like that's the last thing I wanted. Yeah. So I really like, I think that's what helped me. Like I know that I had worked hard everyone can see as well. Like I had posted a bunch of videos of me training all the time. And based on the feedback that I got from like personal relationships that I have, a lot of the people kind of felt I don't say sorry for me, but because they knew that I had put in the work and they found it like, oh, like what a pity that he didn't make it, because he really like could have and he deserved it, and such an injury is like really bad, like annoying. But yeah, I think that was the main reason, like knowing that I gave my best. And despite the outcome, like, yo, I gave my best, like that, it is what it is. The same thing goes with grades in school or the performance or feedback you get on a certain job. Like, if I know I gave my best, to be honest, the opinion of a professor on my essay is more or less irrelevant for me if I know I did my best.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's like the best way to go about it, because despite whatever situation or outcome you find yourself in, if you work the hardest you could, if you put everything you could into this project, this task, then there's no feeling, or I'd say there's less of a feeling of guilt afterwards if the outcome isn't what you wished for, because you know you didn't slack, you know you put in the effort. And this, although it might be like frustrating and disappointing that despite all the work you put in, you didn't get the outcome you wanted, it's still a lot better than not getting the outcome you wanted and feeling like you could have done more. That's the worst feeling.
Yeah, no, 100%. 100%. And I mean, mentioning also what you said, like the people around you, what they said. I mean, when I read it, I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, it's shit. But at the same time, like, I mean, this is maybe also a flaw of me. I have to show more compassion in a sense. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, this is shit. But realistically, like, he can run it again. It's not that bad. Like,
yeah.
I think I would have been more empathetic if, like, you broke your leg and a doctor told you can never run again. Yeah. And that was it. Like, you never got the chance to do it again. You know what I mean? And it's like this thing you could never... never achieve again theoretically, but I knew, like, okay, he's got a knee injury, he'll recover and he'll come back and run it again. Exactly. Realistically, it's shit in the moment and everything, but he'll look back whenever he runs it, let's say in a year's time, all be good, got a very nice story about it, ran it again, maybe ran it at a quicker pace as well,
for real,
with extra training, all that stuff.
Most definitely.
And it would be fine, and it, as if the first, like, the bad emotions never happened, in a sense.
Yeah.
So I'm sometimes just very much like, I think sometimes I have to show more compassion, but if I know, like, you can still do it and there's still the possibility of achieving whatever or whatever went wrong, you can, there's still the possibility of achieving it, I'm just very quick, like, oh, okay, who cares, like, fuck it, just do it again and you'll be fine. As I said, that's exactly what I think the scenario you find yourself in. So
that's like that tough love, you know. Like, bro, it's, you know, you'll get back at it, bro, you know. Don't make a big deal about it, just go get it again. And exactly. I'll be the same sometimes as well, but like,
the thing is, I think it just comes from, like, you want the best for the people and you just believe, like sometimes I feel like if you show too much, like, maybe that's not the right way to think about it, but sometimes I'm like, if I just show you a lot of empathy and compassion, like, you just sit there in your sores or whatever and be like, I'm just like, bro, like, no one's died, your life isn't over, like, whatever, like, you can get this, you can get it done, and just, all you want to do is, like, for people is want to see them succeed, so that's kind of where my thinking always goes through. But yeah, I mean, I think exactly, it's a good learning curve as well, or not learning curve, but just also maybe looking back on it will probably be a good experience, because not just the fact that you didn't manage to run the marathon the first time and you have to try again, but all these outside factors you talked about, like the social following, even though maybe that's a lot of self-made pressure, but there is still that element of, like, eyeballs on you and whatever. And trying to maybe also handle that, understand how that can feel when maybe something doesn't go your way and suddenly it's not just my mom, dad, and a few friends who know about something that went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly it's then 300,000 people that know that something went wrong. And that is a weird feeling, just being like, oh, fuck. Like, it's not just in my inner circle anymore. It's a public thing. And I think... I mean, if you keep pursuing the whole social media game, it's probably quite a nice lesson to learn, and probably also, maybe even a good thing that happened, in a sense.
I think definitely it brings in a dab of reality to my whole content creation and the type of videos that I post, because on social media, bro, everybody posts what they want, and those tend to be only exclusively good things, you know, which is great, because at the same time I don't go on Instagram to hear about people crying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, still, nonetheless, like, this is like a, I imagine, an eye opener for people, just to like know that it's okay to lose, and this stuff happens in life, and at the end of the day, a winner is just a loser that tried again. And like you said, bro, I think the comeback story will be a lot cooler than if I had run the marathon the first time and that was it, you know, like that chapter would have been closed. But like this, the, of course, the storyline kind of extends itself a little bit, and there is a longer time span of training that goes in, and effort and money and so on. But I think it'll be, at the end of the day, a cool story to tell.
And, 100%. No, yeah. I think, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm rooting for you that you get it done. Thanks, and I think many other people will be as well. And yeah, maybe it's also a good thing that these things happen, because, I mean, you said it, everyone else, not saying that it's a bad thing necessarily, but everyone else in that bubble you were in with, like, the guys that were running, everyone's only shown positive stuff and, like, how you win. And maybe it's a good thing that you also showed, like, that something can go wrong. And it's exactly what you said. It's not trying to, I'm not saying you are, but in a sense, people will maybe, because of that, not get that false perception of, like, everything is always perfect. Because it's also very easy to, like, look at other people where everything goes really well and be like, oh, my life's shit because not everything's going well. But the thing is, not just on social media and everyday life, people just talk about what went well. I won't go around and be, like, bragging about, oh, I didn't get this internship. Most people will only know about if I get an internship, you know what I mean?
You don't hear about the 20 rejections, you hear about the one acceptance.
Exactly, that's just how it is. And I mean, I think now that it's maybe happened for you publicly, this scenario, this ideal maybe for some people is just more realistic in a sense. And it's a good thing because they can still look at you and see what you've achieved. And like, because at the same time, a lot of people would have run the marathon, had that knee injury, and maybe would never run it again and never tried to go for it again. So it's like, it's a extra thing you can portray. It's like this, coming back to the beginning, the mentality of trying to fight back, trying to still make it and all these things, is another nice and positive thing you can portray on your social medias besides what you've already been doing. So yeah, I think you can, I'm sure you will, play it right and portray the story the right way, you can show a lot of other life lessons and things on your social media to motivate people and all these things. So yeah,
most definitely.
I think, yeah. So again, I think there's no real negatives, both on the actual achieving the marathon side and the content creation side and everything. So yeah,
it's definitely a learning experience, and regardless of the outcome, I'm very grateful for the experience. And bro, overall as well, it was a great weekend.
Yeah,
like
it looked fun. I mean,
bro, running within the marathon, like, it was, there were so many people, and just the overall energy and vibes that day were so cool. There was this one case, bro, I was running, I was still in the first half of the marathon, and there was like a line of firefighters on the side of the street, like, cheering everyone on. And in front of me, I see this old man, not necessarily old, he was in his like 50s, 60s or something like that.
Okay.
And he was pushing his 90-year-old mother on a bicycle, like, cart in front of him. And then I overtook them as I was passing the firefighters, and all these firefighters were like cheering on the man and the woman.
Yeah.
And the look on this woman's face was just priceless. She was so happy. It was such a nice thing to see. And also, like, respect to the guy, like, that's tough. Yeah, like, I don't know if he ended up finishing it, but he definitely came a certain amount of, like, a certain distance when I passed him. So I was like, damn. And yeah, just to see, like, all these people that, you know, come together and try and work on this one goal, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
No, 100%. I mean, there's these race weekends are always a big, big happening for every city, and a lot of people come together from all kinds of places and parts in their stages in their life. And I mean, seeing that stuff is always nice and motivates one, like yourself, always in different ways. Not maybe also not the typical motivation, but just seeing that is a very cute, nice thing to see. I mean, I think you just explaining that is already a nice thing. So, but seeing it live is probably even cooler.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, you did say, I think, or your brother told me as well, like when they came to watch you, all kinds of like different, that's a very nice and cute scenario, but you got like people dressed up in like crazy costumes and things like that. Like you got everything.
Well, I was the first like 2 kilometers I'm running and this like fairy princess overtook me. I'm like, what the heck? Like a fairy princess right there. Well, goddamn. Or there were people with like barefoot or in a Superman costume. This one guy had like a mascot costume as a wolf. I was like, oh my God. I saw this one guy with a full firefighter outfit, oxygen tank and everything. I mean, that's a heavy suit to walk, to run in.
Yeah, 100%.
I was like, damn, respect to all the people that were there and like pushed through. I mean
that type of guy, like same as maybe the guy who's pushing his mother, they probably also have like a different type of motivation. They're fighting for something else. They're not just fighting for like getting to doing the marathon. They're fighting for a cause in a sense.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, respect on all of them.
Yeah, for real. All right. Well, with that being said, is there anything else? Or
no, I don't think so.
Well, then let's wrap it up. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Know What I'm Saying Podcast. You can find out whenever we post an episode there. Otherwise, just make sure to subscribe. And I think Spotify and Apple also send notifications. But otherwise, yeah, thanks for listening to this week's episode. And we'll see you next time.
Yes, sir. See you guys next time.